Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And give you a testimony. Tell somebody, no test, no testimony. How you gonna tell somebody something you ain't been through nothing? You haven't experienced anything. You didn't have to tough it out for a while. Amen. Didn't look like you was going to be defeated. But you can tell somebody something when it looked like you about to throw in the towel. And then at the 11th hour, the 59th minute, 59th second, God steps in and says, not so. I got you. Amen. I'll do a little demonstration that we did in the early service. If I can have my deacon come. Come, Brother Willie. Pick out your trust. I told Brother Willie in the first service, choose two people that you trust in the service. And he chose them. You going to use them again? Anybody else you trust? I told him, I said, you better be glad you didn't pick me. When the two trusty men of God come, when we enter this sphere, look at somebody and tell them the laws change. You see, natural law has governed in the other spheres to a great degree. But when we come into the exosphere, natural law is not governing us now. You know something about a true saint of God that really serves God for a long time, no matter, the word says in Psalm, I think it's 92, that they, in old age, they will still be bringing forth fruit. In other words, no matter how old they are, they don't look old. Versus someone that's lived the life of sin, they look old, even if they're young. They look, you know what I mean? They may not look bad, but they look old, because sin will wear them out. But the thing about a saint of God, the natural order is defied. Abraham was 100. At 75, when God gave him the promise, they said, okay, we better work this thing out because we ain't getting no younger. But God waited till he hit 100. I mean, 99 and a half wouldn't do. He waited till 100, triple digits. He said, I'm going to visit you now. But Isaac is going to be a product of defying the natural order. Ishmael was the natural order, a concubine. And see, you're limited. But the promise of God will always defy natural order. That's why in this sphere, look at someone and say, the just shall live by faith. So I want to do a little demonstration. I asked Brother Will, I said, you know, to pick out two people you trust. Because if you don't trust them, you know, you might get hurt in this demonstration. Okay, so he picked out two brothers that he trusts. They're trustworthy men. So I told him to stand behind him. Back up a little bit more. A little bit more. Another step. Big step back. Right there. Okay, now. You still trust? Take a look where they at. You see him on the screen? Turn around and look at him. Okay, now, you still trust him? Back up another couple steps. you ain't, take a look at that. Okay, back up two more steps. You still trust him? Okay, well, I like that, because see, in this sphere, even when it looked like God ain't going to make it, you know, when it looked like, uh-oh, ain't nothing, ain't, he said he still trusts him. See, that fire that we've been through, it frees you up. One thing it targets is unbelief. It'll burn up. And you know, we have the testimony, Lord, I believe, even help my unbelief. Even where I can't stretch my imagination, help me there. Because I'm set. I'm trusting you. So right there, I say, all right, Brother Willie, you pick people you trust now. Show them that you trust them. Just fall backwards. Okay? Now you trust them. Now, I want y'all to let them. I want y'all to let them. All right? You still going to trust them? All right, you trust them? Go ahead and show them that you trust them. Okay? Now, you know what to do. All right? You still trust them? All right, show them that you trust them. You better be glad they're trustworthy. See, I'd have let them get about this far from the ground. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Can we give them a hand clap? I like that because he showed exactly how we are in this sphere. We've come to a place where we trust God. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how far I may lean backwards. I don't know how far he is back there, but I'm trusting him. I'm trusting his word. I'm trusting what he told me. I believe. See, you've been freed up from stuff. You are no longer earthbound. It's not about how much money you have or how much money you lack. That ain't the issue. As a matter of fact, the currency of the kingdom is not money. It's faith. It's that faith. It's that leaning back saying, Lord, I'm in your arms. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. So we're going to talk about defying the natural order. A defying of the natural order. All right. Coming through the different spheres, we've built precept upon precept. We've freed ourselves up of sin, of unforgiveness, of resentment, all that stuff. We allowed God to burn all that up so that we're free. Now, in the exosphere, it's the highest layer of the atmosphere around the earth. The density of this sphere is so low in this layer that the molecular collisions rarely occur. Let me pause there. In other words, there's no strife. There's no static. There's no contention. In other words, everything internal, when you come into that sphere, you found that place of faith rest. You're not one day up and then the next day down. Not one day believing God and the next day you don't know if he's coming through or not. You're not walking with God today and then governed by your circumstances the next day. In this sphere, the molecular collisions rarely occur. And the concept of temperature loses its meaning. You know, when you come into this exosphere, and we're paralleling that to a dimension of the spirit, when you come into a sphere like this, whether you're going through, let me say hell, hell is a spirit, hell is a place, hell is an experience, or whether you're being blessed till your socks come off, either of them don't move you. Day and night are the same to you. Evil and good, neither one will move you. Because in this sphere, temperature loses its meaning. Whether people like you or not. When everybody applauds you and loves you, praise God. But you're not moved, you're not shaken. Because you've been through this. You've got the experience. You're on lock. In other words, you're focused. You're cocked and you're locked and you're ready to shoot. When it look like it and when it don't look like it. Seasons don't matter anymore. I'm going to show you something because it's a due season. There's five seasons. Summer, winter, spring and fall, and due. Tell somebody it's due season. In the exosphere, what happens, light atoms, which make up the molecules, acquire sufficient velocity to escape the Earth's gravitational pull. In other words, in this sphere, the laws change. In all the other spheres, there was the gravitational pull of the Earth, gravity. So it was always a struggle, you know, always having to have more force. In this sphere, the gravitational pull of the Earth is gone. In other words, there's another law. You know, outer space is not governed by the pull of gravity. Astronauts working on satellites and other projects and things, they have to have a tether connected to their craft holding them, like those brothers caught Brother Willie. Otherwise, they'll float off into space because ain't nothing pulling them nowhere. They go out into deep space somewhere. Who knows? So there has to be that connectedness there to God in that exosphere, because the natural ceases to have a pull on you. In other words, you ain't worried about money when it act funny. Because money's not your source anyway. It's a resource. And God can get all the money he needs to get to you when he wants to get it to you. And when he needs to get it to you. And it's not governed by the natural law. You work 40 hours and get 40 hours pay. That's okay. But we've entered into something else. I'm going to show you. We've entered into something else. Everything changes here. The game changes. You know, we're driving on the right side of the road. Amen. Now, at high altitudes, atoms and molecules are electrically charged, creating what we call photoionization at a distance of about 50 miles high into this sphere. 50 miles into this sphere, there's what you call photoionization. Photo. That means pictures. That means images. Do you know the bridge from the seen realm into the unseen realm is imagination? That's why the dominant image that you carry is either going to hinder you or propel you into destiny. How do you see you? In light of what God said. That's why he told Joshua, keep the word before your eyes, keep it in your mouth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.